from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast that's not shiny, but my walls are a little bit more than rusty. The podcast is more sleepy. I can't do it, but that was another good, great song from Moana, and that's Lynn and Jermaine, Jermaine C. on that one, who also has a podcast. But hey, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. But this is Scoots here. This is where ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. And this episode was made possible by the hard work of Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios, who edited this episode and did the theme music. Carl W. also edits shows for us. Jonathan Mann is on our lullabies at jonathanmann.net. Scotty and Jennifer honor artwork, and our moderators for the listener Facebook group at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. Summer and Sarah, Julie and Jennifer and Lauren Lida. If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter, it's @DearScooter, and that is it. Let's keep this podcast rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who podcasts in states beyond, you know, in solid, liquid, plasma, gas, and part gas and part plasma. And I'm all wet, you know, because are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, travel, physical sensations, lists, podcasters listing, you know, lips. It could be chapped lips, unkissed lips, or, you know, over, you know, underkissed. Did I say that already? Do I have underkissed, overkissed? It could be overkissed lips. It could be, you know, it could be like a It could be something that though. It could be anything else. Now that I've, it could be lipstick. Like you could, if you get that lipstick out of your pocket, you might be able to sleep better. But whatever it is, whatever's keeping you awake, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. And I'm going to try to distract you from whatever it is. I'm going to use creaky, dulcet tones. I'm going to alternate between talking slow and pausing and going and out of sense and sensibility. I'll fall on. You'll say, can you sense the sensibility? I won't have sensibility. What's the other thing? Holy Jane Austen. I don't know. There won't be. I'll wander in out of sense and sensibility. Senseless. Is it unsensible or insensible? I think incomprehensible is like this podcast. But it'll make sense, too. There'll be an underlying current, just like a meandering river. I guess I never put that two together. Or the flow, like there's an underlying current, even though the river slowly meanders. The reason it does, like the reason it's still meandering, it wouldn't meander. You know, it'd be tepid if it wasn't. And this podcast is not tepid. I don't think tepid things, there'll be tepid moments. You know, but there's a slow underlying current here. And what drives the current is a deep desire to help you fall asleep, because I've been there. I'm someone that had a terrible time sleeping as a kid. And now as an adult, I have, you know, I overthink and I over worry. Or, you know, I get caught up on my phone. Or sometimes it's incomprehensible. I just wake up and I say, why am I waking up? It's 2:30 in the morning. And now why does everything in my bed feel, I mean, I'm in the same bed, same temperature. Like, why does everything feel off? And what am I, you know, should I just stay? Should I not move? Should I move? Should I get out of bed? That whole rigmarole, I've been through it a lot. And so if I can help you fall asleep by distracting you with my silly stuff, it'd be my honor. And that's the reason I do this show, because I've been there and I know how awful it can be. And I guess beyond that, if you're new here and then you start using the podcast on a regular basis, or some people use it on a situational basis or infrequent basis. But if you're new here and you transition into being a regular user, My most ambitious goal is to make you look forward to bedtime, or to take it back down a notch, to dread it a little bit less. And shooting for the stars, my striving is to distract you and help you fall asleep, but make you feel like just a touch of delight. And you know, that's a strive. You know, that's something like it's just a little bit out of reach. I'm stretching. But sometimes I feel like if I can get close, you know, maybe it'll give you some distance from whatever is keeping you awake, and you can kind of listen to the story. But at the same time, the story is going to be meandering, just like that river. It'll have that underlying current, but on the surface, it'll almost seem like it's not moving at all. And you'll wonder, how is that river moving or what? But you're under no pressure when you listen to this podcast to pay attention. To remember anything. I mean, obviously the business stuff up top would be great if you do, but you know, from this point on, you know, you don't have to listen. You don't have to pay attention. You're not going to let me down. But you're also not under no pressure to fall asleep. That's why the shows are about an hour long. You know, I'll be meandering and I'll be here to keep you company and to strive, to do whatever it takes, to kind of help you drift off into dreamland. And the whole idea of the show is that it gives you a story to kind of pay attention to, but you don't have to pay, you know, you don't have to pay strict attention. And there's really no wrong way to use the podcast. Like, some people put it on as they're getting ready for bed. Some people put it on when they get in bed. Some people put it on when they wake up in the middle of the night. Some people let it play all night long. Some people listen when they're stressed out during the day. Some people listen to when they're stressed, you know, whatever it is. You know, I guess that's the whole role, is I'm your boyfriend. Just like Trying to think of what other, I guess, like, just like all those other, like, there's no famous people that are, like, that person in your life, or that's come into your life and then been digitally replaced. Sorry, real person. I mean, all of us have had maybe a neighbor or a friend or a partner or a cousin or somebody that kind of tells like long-winded stories. And sometimes those people could be a little bit bombacious. That's not a word, but you know what I mean. Bombacious, you know, right? That person is so bombacious. I mean, I guess that'd be how you say it, because you say bombacious. That means something totally different. You know, that's a, holy moly, that's bombacious. This is bombacious. But, you know, you might have that friend that just comes in and, you know, you'd have those long conversations about, kind of about nothing, or they could tell stories and they were somewhat amusing, but you could never put your finger on, but you were at ease, but you also felt like there's no pressure to contribute to the conversation, or no pressure on you to be dynamic or friendly. You know, you're just supposed to kick back and chill. And that's kind of this podcast. I mean, I'll ramble. And if you're skeptical, you know, that's totally makes sense. This podcast doesn't work for everybody. I mean, I hope it works for you. You know, but if you give it a few tries, you know, see what happens. That's the whole idea. But it doesn't work for everybody. But, you know, if it was a physical service, that would be, it would happen is at some point, you know, I guess it would be better if I was magical and, you know, I'd like material, you know, I did, the dust would float and then I'd say, well, hello, I'm here to tell you your bedtime story. I'm Scoots. I guess I'd have more like this, but I guess I'm more creaky dulcets. That's where I'd have my bedtime story dulcets. And I'm here to tell you the tale. I've done that voice before. I don't know if I could do it for 400 episodes, though. It takes a lot of extra oxygen. But, you know, if I was doing a physical service, I'd pay. I mean, I would charge an unbelievable. I have set the price at $100,000 a visit. You know, though, thus far, all the offers I've gotten have been jokes. Because it's $1,000 a visit. I did upgrade it to expense, you know, that's one visit, you know, obviously you should fall asleep with, you know, like you get an hour and no funny business, you know, period, end of story, except for me, you know, I'll be goofy. And some people say I'm pricing myself out of the market. And I said, well, there's no, I mean, say, gotta get, I mean, have you seen what it is? So this works better because the podcast is free and I just come over there, but it's the same thing. I come over and say, hey, what's the kick? Get him, you know, turn out the lights, get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. I'm your boyfriend. And I can even ramble about like what I would ramble about if I was a paid service, you know, come on over. You say, well, for the $100,000, does it come with a foot rub? No, it doesn't. If you're asking that, the answer is no. I mean, I would hire someone, and maybe like, but that would be a different charge. You know, I'd have to bring in a foot rubber, and then I'd probably have to get some sort of licensing and bonding going. So probably not. Maybe just a straight no. I mean, if it's between $100,000 and zero. If you're, that would be an add-on, I guess, just like you say, okay, but are you ready to check out? Would you like the licensed and bonded foot rub add-on performed, you know, by Lurleen, you know, the foot rubber, because it's, I'm not rubbing, you know, I don't think I could focus on telling a story and rubbing feet is why, not because your feet aren't so, they're just the loveliest feet I've ever you know, imagined in my brain. So that's your choices, like $100,000 or free. I said, okay, free. I prefer free. So that's it. Like, you just kick back, listen to this podcast. I'll be here. I'm your boyfriend. And I'll be here striving the whole time, giving it my all. But the beauty is, I'll be giving it my all so you don't have to. You don't have to listen. You don't have to pay attention. I'm here. And it's really my honor to help. I'm here for everyone beyond the binary that this works for, every single person, because I've suffered in the deep, dark night. And if I can offer any relief, it's beyond, I don't know what else to say, other than I'm glad you're here. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep, all right? Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Hey, everybody, welcome. I guess this is kind of like a trending Twitter Tuesday episode, except it's Sunday when I'm recording this, and it's a harried haircut, trending Tuesday episode, maybe, because I just got my haircut. And it had been procrastinating for, I think, 2 months. I can't remember exactly. Like, for a while, I told myself this. It never happened. I said, okay, I'm going to get my haircut on the 15th of every month. Because it's about how often I need to get a haircut or fur cut, you know, fur trim. And I'd try to shave on the 15th every month. And they wouldn't have to worry about it again for a month. Usually, if I shave, then it doesn't get where I look like, you know, where people say, if I make it every 30 days, if I get my hair cut and shave, I look like a productive member. I can pull off pretending I'm a productive member of society. I guess in some sense I am, because I put all of you to sleep. So, but I guess my external image betrays that fact. Or I guess you say, well, you look exactly like the kind of person that ran. And I say, well, says shame I have to get my hair cut on the 15th. I did shave last week at the before my parent-teacher conference for my daughter, because they said, well, come on, man. I had to look, but I said, it wasn't just, I don't mind shaving, but I just never, I barely have any downtime. And I couldn't find the time. And then I was like worried because my hair hadn't been cut in so long that it would kind of throw me off balance. You know, that I would have I don't even go bare face. I just go down to stubble. But that would throw off I don't know how deep to go with this describing of my fur and my hair. I guess about my, what are those things called? They go along your ears, sideburns. They can get pretty unruly, because that hair is just denser than the fur on my head. Like, that actually might be human hair, the stuff in my sideburns, because it has a curl to it. It's a little bit thicker. That might be human hair, but the rest of my head is fur. And I can't remember if I was supposed to get my hair cut on October 15th or November 15th. I thought before I went on Harmontown, I said, let me get a haircut and shave like a week before that, which would have been October 15th. But I can remember saying, well, and I think I shaved, but I don't know if I got a haircut, but maybe I did. But November 15th came and went, and then, so what is it? I don't know what the date is now, the 10th or the 11th. It's the 11th, Sunday the 11th, December 11th, probably January 11th is when you'll be listening to this-ish. How's in 2017? I'd like to get there as soon as I can, even though, say this, no offense, 2016. Oh, boy. But I did in 2016, by the way, in the future, I'll need a haircut. So remind me, and around January, I got too much to remember on January 15th, so remind me on another day. But yeah, November 15th came and went, and I think, is that like a Simon and Garfunkel song or somebody else? And November 15th came and went. My hair was not cut. My beard was not shorn. But then last week I did or maybe that's 2 weeks ago. Maybe I didn't shave for my teacher's conference. I shaved a week after it. Eesh, I apologize to my daughter now. Can you prepay? Do you know how they have college savings plans? What do they have? Children's therapy, like a children as they turn an adult therapy, like a 529 DSVMB. I mean, somebody get a lobbyist on that. You know, we could do a tax deferred. Somebody's going to win. I mean, I'm sure the investment company will say, well, geez, we could charge for that. We could charge more of an administrative for a fee. Great idea, Scoots. And you see, if you're going to pay for your kid's child education, you're going to need probably won't be till this one will be like when they're 28 is when, or maybe like a little bit younger, 24. Some people might be 32, where they say, wait a second, I don't know what this life, you know, it's probably my dad's fault from when he wouldn't shave before my parent teacher conference. And my teacher couldn't take him seriously for a multitude of reasons, but one of which would have been his strange fur hair sideburn. Anyway, so the good news is, meandering aside, I got my haircut today. Now, I guess we could go into this. I was going to do a story, but might as well keep going since my hair is always such a wonderful topic of conversation. The guy that I like to cut my hair, he wasn't there, but the woman that runs the place was there and free. I couldn't see in the window. I was looking for this young guy. He really does a good job. He got braces, by the way, because he was in the back. And I was going to actually try to work up the courage to ask him for his number and say, could I get your number and your name so I could text you to make sure you're here? But the next best person there, the woman that runs the shop. And you might say, what's the name of the shop, Scoots? I only know it as a $14 barber that once was $11, then was $12, and now is $14, because our streets got some sort of haircut inflation going. And, I live on, not my street, but the street I get my haircut on, it has a lot of nail shops and haircut places, a lot. So I don't know if that's a zoning thing or because, there's a sweet spot in the rents. And I think the rents are going up, so the haircut shops are raising their prices, and maybe there'll be like a culling of the haircutters. But I got my haircut here for a while. Not enough to keep the prices down. Maybe if I had increased my frequency. But I really like this woman whose shop it is, whose name I don't know. She's the woman that runs a $14 haircut shop. And yes, I'm a bad person. And then this real young guy, I'm guessing maybe it's 22 or something, maybe even younger. So they do both good job. They get a buzz cut. Now, I live in an area that still has like a large Coast Guard population. So I also have to make sure that they don't, I think a default for here when you go to a barbershop is to give you like a little military look, like really short, like a buzz on the top, but then really short sides. And I said, I don't need, I have fur. I don't need, you don't have to go do I'm already going to look, I don't need a military cut. So I always have to make sure you're not going to cut it like I'm in the military, please. And not that that's a bad thing. It just doesn't look good on me. I think just something about my scalp. I prefer like a Sonic the Hedgehog look with my buzz cut as opposed to something more faded or, I don't know, trimmed or whatever you do. I think that's a fade. And usually, this time I overestimated. I said, okay, like a 4. That's the length of the buzz thing. And then she said, well, what do you want on the sides of the back? A 2. I said, no, 3, please do a 3. Please. I don't want to look like some sort of undercover agent. Then the whole, barbershop burst into laughter. I said, like an undercover agent on a mission, I meant. And then they laughed again. So that was, that was my little gift to the barbershop, the gift of accidental laughter, just like on this show. But I said, really, don't make me look like I'm in the military because actually the kids at work make fun. I'd rather be made fun of as a hedgehog. For some reason, I'd rather they call me. Usually that's how I know when to get a haircut is if kids at work at one of the libraries I work at. Or if I need to shave, It's when they make fun of me, which I think is like, usually they don't, you know, they'll make fun of me behind my back. But then at some point, like one time they were calling me a baboon. I think I said, well, I must need to shave. Or is that why you're calling me a baboon? And they laughed. And I said, okay, it's a touche. I have to consider it done. And then go back to laughing behind my back at whatever it is, you know, that you've done. So hilarious. But it's actually like I think they're trying to help me. Like sometimes when people, it's not the hurtful making fun of, you know, when they call me a baboon, it's with a friendly. I know I sound delusional, but this time I'm not. Because, you know, I could just say, well, you get, you know, I need to get, you know, you got time out now, so you got to go outside. Okay, so big news is I got my haircut. The bigger news of my haircut is that, well, I guess maybe I should. Okay, so let's bookmark that. I got my haircut today, and I discovered some things. Also, you know, with the podcast, I'm always experimenting. And one of my dreams, if we could ever get the budget together, like maybe a couple of years from now, you know, if we can get to like 4,000 Patreon supporters or maybe some other form of paying for this budget comes in, I would like to do a pilot, a season of like 10 episodes of the podcast in French and or Spanish or Portuguese or whatever, you know, figure out which language would be the most likely that the podcast could break even and sound cool in. And like, this isn't a current project, so because my time is maxed, but like, you know, that's something on the like long-term horizon of what I want to do with the podcast is expand it to other languages. I'm just not sure that I can afford to do that and that it would be fruitful, but we'll see. But as part of that, so that's one initiative. Another one is like transcripts. Like I pay for machine transcripts for the show, like, and I haven't figured out a good way to share those, but those are every show, the machine transcripts are automatically generated. And I use a nonprofit based in Oakland that's associated with PRX. And they do a lot of work with podcast audio search. Don't know what the division that does the machine transcripts are, but it doesn't matter that much. But then I did this other company that does another part of my post-production called Allphonic. It's tough to explain the part of the post-production they do, but part of it is like pushing backups of the episodes out and to different servers and normalizing the loudness. But they had this new feature where they were like, okay, you could, they were testing out machine transcripts through a couple different services, one of which was free. Like the other service, the main service I use, is not free. It's not as expensive as human transcripts, like a person listening and transcripting the show. With Sleep With Me would be cost prohibitive because I think it's about $1 a minute for a human transcript, like in English. And it might even be more. So it's cost prohibitive at that moment because that would be $1,000 a month. Yeah, we can't afford that. Like that machine transcript service is exactly 25%. That's like, I think we pay $260 a month for that. But this Allphonic that I use, their services, they said, well, you could try this one machine transcript service for free, or Google has a machine transcript service. And so I started looking into this machine and I said, well, could we do the machine transcripts in, if it's free, could we do it in French and Spanish just as an experiment to see what would come out of a machine transcript? Because a machine can barely transcribe this podcast to begin with. I mean, I've gotten, like Nikola Tesla showed up one night. I think it was real. I don't think this was a dream. And he was with Ray Transistor and Sheila Solid State, and they were riding light bugs, electric light bugs. And they said, what are you doing to these machines? You know, it was like a Christmas carol where they took me. I guess I'll explain that part after. So we'll get back to that. So I've been thinking about, I've run a couple episodes and I haven't figured out a way to share those. And I'm not even sure I understand the files. It's sending out an HTML file and then two other files whose names, like a VTT file and a JSON or something. I said, what is that? Like, if I double click on it, you know, nothing happens. With the HTML file, if I double click on it, if I'm logged into my account, I think it opens up in French. Okay, so those are the things that these are the things going on for me this weekend is my haircut. So I get my haircut and I was visited by Nikola Tesla, not Nicholas. Again, a couple other, maybe it was Sabrina Solid State and Terry Transistor. I don't know. I do know they were riding lightning bugs, but the thing was, I think because of this whole transcript thing, they were like, this is where you'd say, Scoots didn't know it's a dream. And I would say, yeah, up until the minute my hair was getting cut, I wouldn't have believed that, but you could have said that to me and I wouldn't have rolled my eyes. Because yeah, every time they said anything, like I couldn't understand barely anything they were saying. And I said, like, are you speaking French? Nick, I did what's called Nikki Testa. And you might ask yourself, how would you know it's Nikola Tesla? And I'd say, well, one, Tesla coil on the back of a lightning bug to zap me when I called him Nikki and Nicholas and old Saint Nick, Nickster, Nick Lachey, Testy Nick, you know, all those things that'll get you Tesla coiled, just to be forewarned. Also asking, you know, can I plug my car into that? You know, all those kind of things. Tesla's heard it all. And also, I always said, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be bugging Muskie? Like, didn't Muskie took your name? Like, well, come on. And then I got that. I don't know. I get that. I said, what are you? But anyway, other than the language of the zapping of Tesla coils, I couldn't understand what Nicholas Tesla and Terry and Sabrina were saying, except I said that, I mean, they didn't seem pleased with me, even in between the zapping, once they said, okay. Anyway, I don't want to give that, like, I still didn't know what they were talking about, which is, would lead most people to say, well, it's a dream. You know, they were speaking in the language of dreams. And I would say, oh, like a metaphor, like instead of zapping me with the Tesla coil, most people just glare. That's their Tesla zap for the normal. I said, oh, okay, that makes sense. I understand. But here's where the spark, with the light bulb went on. It was at the barbershop today. And we did talk about the human ear a while back when I was trying to give a guided tour of the human ear and all the amazing, you know, evolutionary refinements and you know, how it catches sound and what's the thing called, the external ear. And normally, like, I think I was trying to practice today, being in the moment was another thing. So I said, okay, let's just sit here and get our hair cut and be in the moment. I think Philadelphia was playing Washington on TV. So I was kind of watching that. That's in the moment, though, you know, kind of. And then I was just like trying to, it's a fast haircut normally for me, unless something goes really wrong. So I was just trying to kick back and enjoy the haircut. And then I noticed she had switched to like one of the, I don't even know what those things are called. I just call them a buzzer, a shave. No, it's a trimmer. I think they're called trimmers to, like, do the area around my ear. And as she got close to my ear, I started hearing things. I heard some things. And, then she bent my ear. And as she bent my ear, I said, clearly heard the voices coming from the hair trimmer. But they were way easier to hear when my ear was bent. Like she was folding my ear so she could get behind it. In a very gentle way. And so after my haircut, and I guess this says a lot about how, like, that I will, like, I prefer to pay $11 for a haircut. And then I preferred to pay $12. Then I didn't mind paying $13 for, you know, at $14. But I still, you know, I think that's a good price because then you can still give another dollar. Even though she owns the hair place, they said, well, here's an extra dollar. And I had a $20. So then I had a $5 bill. And I said to the woman, and there was like a sanity and a language barrier with me. But I said, you know, I think that's a magical trimmer you had, you know, and then that took forever. So then I was trying to find, and then, you know, it became a whole thing. And I said, okay, I want to buy this specific hair trimmer from you. And then she was saying, what is she going to do? But then, the younger guy, he got it. He knew I was on a mission. You know, I was like, that I was calling to, the adventure was calling to me, the adventure of a magical hair trimmer. And then they were saying, is he sure it's, and I said, well, I'm not sure it's magic. It could be imbued with my own, you know, breaks with sanity. Like it could just be a projection. But I think that's just what a talisman is. Like I'm imbuing it with something. I said, Nikola Tesla's communicating to me. And also, I don't know if you've read the history books, but Sabrina Solid State, the world famous Sabrina Solid. She's one of the ones that rides a lightning bug. Like they said, okay. Anyway, it's just I'm a comedian, and I'm doing a comedy routine. And I said, this is actually not lying. It's just like a fictionalization of the truth. I said, I do stand-up comedy, and I want to do a bit where I pretend that and then they got that. And then they said, that's not funny. Then they said, tell us jokes. And I said, what? That was the whole thing I just did. That's my routine. I do comedy for K through two grade, you know, just kids. And luckily there was a kid in the shop who was, you know, basically like he was in hysterics. And I said, see, like I'm a pro. And then the kid wanted to buy. And we negotiated a price for, and I said, it's a priceless object, a magical hair trimmer. But it was priceless to anyone but me. You know, especially if you take the judgmental stance that I'm the one talismaning it, you know, with my own, visions of Tesla. But so I have the trimmer here, and I guess that what I'll have to do is pause the podcast and listen and then see what's coming through, and then we can kind of talk about it, and then maybe I can relate it back to the dream. So this is very experimental stuff, you know, for this podcast. And, you know, maybe some of you are already drifting. You say, like, wow, Scooch really loves your hair. You know what, Scooch, your voice sounds a bit like a hair trimmer. Maybe you could just get rid of the podcast and just play it. And I say, that's a great idea. And when you have a podcast, you can just play a hair trimmer. But I can't do, you know, I can't do that because I need the attention. You know, but you might say, what happened on Sleep With Me last night? I would say Scoots was interpreting a hair trimmer, I believe. So I'm going to pause it here so you don't hear the buzzing of the hair trimmer. And then I'll be back. Okay, so here's what I can, a lot of it is still in French. It's definitely Tesla. Something Naruto, though, I heard. Naruto Sanin, and then Any Connect Baguette, how do you say his name? And the rapper, and then more French than Skype, Wee Wee Fairy. I know Wee Wee means yes, yes, fairy with capital F. Then something, guess your PC download, thank you, YouTube. And then I said, voulez-vous coucher, you know, then iTunes to beeper, And I said, what? Okay. And I said, okay, keep going. PEI Ancestres. Okay. And then something about thanking Ben Carson. So basically, Naruto Sanin, any connect, I don't know what that means. NNM, guess your PC download, thank you, YouTube, iTunes to beeper, and something. So let me try to think, what's that dream? What was it? So at some point, like after the Tesla was done with me, like well, I was done trying to crack everybody up. And then I said, what are three of you doing here in my bedroom? And then they just kept talking. And I guess what we can now say is probably French. So I guess the next logical step is that this hair trimmer is a bit like the babblefish, but it's just, you know, it's only a hair trimmer. So it can only get some of the words. But I mean, this, I guess it makes sense because the hair trimmer vibrates and words are vibrations. And so maybe they're still vibrating and they're vibrating in my ear. So it has to be. So this is totally makes total sense. And actually a lot more of it makes sense too, if you know me, because one of my jobs is buying books, for library work at. And Naruto, I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. That's one of the most pop. I mean, this might be a shocker to people that don't read it, but it is very, very popular. And I don't know what the release schedule is, if it's every 3 months or every 4 months exactly. But I don't know. And I don't know if we're, of course, these are the things I should know off the top. Is it volume 73 or what? Oh, no, because isn't Naruto, or is that Dragon? I think Naruto's bounced back to these other ones. So that would make sense. That's something that I've been thinking about. Oh, also, because of your hearing this, but when I also tried to buy, okay, that makes sense, because I tried to buy my nephew a game. I think that was a Naruto game, right? Shippuden or something. Let me see if this makes sense. So where we first went on the lightning bugs, I got on the back of Sabrina South State's lightning bug. You know, Mr. Tesla's was occupied by a coil. And so we shot off and we were circling what looked like a shopping mall. And they were all talking to me in French. You know, at some point I just kind of pretended like it was snow falling, but it was their words in French or Belgian. I don't know what language, you know, I'm just guessing it's French. And like we were circling a mall, and then the keys fell out of my pocket. Again, another way I know that it wasn't a dream. And I said, thank goodness it wasn't my... And then I said, boy, I need those keys. And then I was pointing, and then luckily we had to tear a transistor. Another question you might be asking, like Nikola Tesla, human... Terry transistor, yes, human transistor humanoid. Sally, what was her name? Sabrina Solid State, you know, figure it out. I think she was once a character on that show, American Gladiators. So I said, luckily Terry transistor, very good at pointing because the transistor's got those wiry limbs. So we flew down. And they, like, my keys had, of course, like, gone through a skylight. And we shot through the skylight. And the mall's closed. This was nighttime. And they said, okay, I said, keep an eye out for Paul Blart. And, of course, Terry Transistor took that literally. So then there was, like, a Paul Blart mall display. So, Paul Blart. And where they were selling, I think it was Paul Blart 3 or 2, I don't know, but not important. And then I started digging through. Did I say this already or no? Like, I dug through the atrium and found my keys really fast. So I said, okay, keys are. And then I saw GameStop. Now, this is where my sister said to buy Which this one would be like, I guess, a birthday gift. But I said, well, I know it's supposed to go to GameStop. And then I said, are you familiar with Xbox? I said, hey, this is a 360 game I got to find. So, and I said, can you give someone a pre-used game as a gift? Is that permissible? And I said, are you familiar with consoles? Because they have everything, electricity, solids, they got transistors. I said, wait a second. I said, Terry, is Sabrina Solid State your mother? Or are you... And then Terry just shrugged. And then the door to the GameStop was open. So I said, well, I got to go in there and look for this Shippuden Naruto thing. And, you know, figure out what I'm saying. I said, this is Mystic, you know. Well, I dropped my keys on. And they seemed to have other agenda of where we were supposed to go. And they said to Terry, keep an eye out for, you know, Paul Blart. And, but I pointed at the chest, you know, some mall security. And he said, just stand here. You look like a display anyway. We'll be fine. And it's the thing about being a transistor. You know, it looks like you look like modern art, Terry. He said, maybe I could counsel transistors, transistor therapy, transistor therapist, transistor, yeah, maybe I could do that one day. I patted Terry on what I thought was Terry's back. Could have been his front, though. And we went into the GameStop, and I tried to look for Shippuden, but quickly I was distracted, and so was Tesla. And then, like, because I said, well, maybe we should play some Kinect dancing games. And we started doing that. And I was, you know, a lot of times I was pointing at the three of them saying, you know, you're the ones that make this haps, you know, this wouldn't happen without, you know, electrical stuff. And then I got a crazy, because then we started going like 90s. That's where Eminem came in. And I was looking for, you know, because you can download stuff. So then we ended up, don't worry, I paid for everything. But we downloaded some Eminem songs. And then I said, hey, Nikki. And then Nikki zapped, you know, then the lightning bug flew and zaps him, you know, the coil zaps me. And I said, oh, boy, let me stand closer to this gaming console. And then I put my elbow, so that's making elbowing Tesla jokes or insults, so that the Tesla coil would held at my elbow, which I'd move out of the way, and then it would shoot into the console. And that was right when I was firing up this game for Sally, Sabrina, the solid state person, and Tesla to have a little dance off. And they were into it. I mean, I don't know if what chocolate chips would think at a bake-off, but these two were happy. And, you know, you see, these are good questions to ask of, like, how good are these interfaces at introducing these? And they picked it right up, and they must have suspended their disbelief. But meanwhile, you know, this console is getting shot full of, you know, full magical Tesla juice. And then at some point, poof, like right out of like just like if you download it on PC or iTunes, you know, realer than a YouTube video, and Eminem pops out, Eminem, and is rapping live there. And I wasn't dancing. I was dancing, but not as part of the game, you know, just part of, you know, whatever the posters say, live your life like you're dancing and nobody's watching. I was living my life like I was with, you know, like the lightning bugs, Nikola Tesla's lightning bugs were watching me dance because they were. And then I was doing like, what do you call it? A butt bump, right? When you bump the side of your butt into another person when you're dancing. Is that called a butt bump? Because I was doing that with the lightning bugs. And I was trying not to do it too hard because I don't know how delicate giant lightning bugs are. And they were having fun. I said, and then they crossed the line. I said, do you know, any of you know Glowworm? And at first they didn't get it. They said, the goodnight friend. Glowworm was my sister's goodnight friend, or maybe my little brother's. They didn't get that. And then Eminem, you know, after a while, because I don't know if Eminem was like actually transported in a Star Trek fashion from like his living room. But Eminem appeared there. And then, you know, after finishing a couple songs, whatever the magic of, I think it was magical watching me, you know, I guess even you can, how many times can you watch a grown man bump butts with giant lightning bugs and get zapped by a Tesla coil and watch, but then Terry, the transistor ran in and said, you know, blah, 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 came in, because the next store over was like a big brand, a children's brand store. And the first thing I saw on the, you know, because I couldn't, can you imagine the controversy if they arrested Nikola Tesla, Eminem, and two humanoid non-humans, sentient, and three giant lightning bugs? We got enough news right now, you know, to handle. So I knew I was going to have to not be the fall guy. But, you know, so I ran into the store where princess things are sold, and I threw on a, you know, giant gown for adults. And then I grabbed a giant magic wand, and I flitted? Yeah, I flitted out and slid in the mall so that I, like, slid in front of a GameStop. And, you know, Eminem was good at keeping everybody down. I said, behind the boxes, if you see Ship It In or whatever, grab it for Xbox 360. But so then the mall person came. Now, luckily, good thing about traveling with Tesla coils is they block a lot of electromagnetic stuff. So none of the radio worked. Dude's cell phone was glitching. And they said, what are you doing? And then I'm good. These are the situations. You put me in a situation in a fairy godmother's gown, in a shopping mall, in the middle of the night, you know, with a two celebrities from different eras. Never asked Tesla if he saw The Prestige, but I'll have to, you know, at some point. Like, I wonder if I should just watch it with, I never asked Tesla about, or Eminem about magicians, what they think of magicians. But oh boy, was this, and I said, oh, are you Randy? Because that was a security guard's name tag. I said, what are you doing? I said, they do it. And I said, oh boy, am I glad to see you. I'm I'm your fairy friend here, and I'm here to grant you something. And he said, you can't be in here. What are you doing? And he said, our fairy kingdom can only be saved with your powers, Randy, your powers of the knowledge of Naruto. Naruto's what brought me here for Xbox 360. I missed out on buying the correct Christmas gift. And Randy said, I could show you exactly where it is in the GameStop. And then, you know, then I can just use the landline there to call the authorities. And we started walking over. I said, no, actually, we can't go in the GameStop. I was just being facetious, Randy. I'm your fairy godparent. I'm here to pull you. I'm here to add to, you know, actually, Randy, I'm with the Security Enterprises, Inc. I said, what we do, I said, surprise, this is a surprise. We do, it's like a security atrophy, anti-security atrophy program, Randy. I said, actually, I should probably get out of this fairy godmother, because the only person with magic here is you. Magic of catching me in the act of doing something. It wasn't as exciting, like, isn't usually the life of a mall. I mean, you know, not everybody can have that exciting life of Paul Blart and, you know, live that kind of dream. But, that's a dream I yet to even have become aware of, other than the name Paul Blart, and that there's segues, which I see you don't have, Randy. Cause so no wonder you're the great conglomerate that runs this facility would hire me to have you get an award. And he said, well, you see this. I said, well, of course they wouldn't have me give you an award. And I, of course, raised and projected my voice. I said, they would have a celebrity give you the award, a celebrity impersonator, of course, Randy, but of course they would hire someone. And it's from a special effects company. So obviously riding in and then just on cue came Eminem riding and Tesla's lightning bug. And he said, congratulations, Randy. You've won one night of excitement as a security guard. Are you the only one on duty? And Randy said, yeah, the door's locked. And, you know, one day I won't even have a job. And Eminem shed a real tear at that. And then we proceeded to give Randy the night of his life. If your dream as a security guard is to do lightning, which it was my dream, and I didn't even know it, to have lightning bug races up and down the mall. And to swim in, you know, I guess Randy had a dream of swimming in fountains and throwing the money up like he was a Goonie. And dancing with Nickel, like a solid state, a transistor man and a solid state woman and Nikola Tesla. And luckily, by accident, Randy, that was one of Randy's favorite inventors or great minds. Randy had done a report, so they sat down. I think Tesla likes Randy. I think probably hopefully from now on, be visiting Randy instead of me. And then we had to, wrap that up. Then we had to fly Eminem back. Because you can't just stuff Eminem back into a console, unfortunately. I tried with the electricity, and that only made him testy. So he had to ride with the solid state or carry the transistor. But those are like magical lightning bugs. I don't think they go as a lightning crow, but you know, they travel on the electrical currents of the universe. So it wasn't that much of a trip. Then we had to go back to the mall because I had left my keys and still forgot to pick up the Naruto game, so that wasn't great. Then I said, hey, can you give me a ride, back home? Because I don't have, I don't have a car. And they said, what were you coming to visit me about? And he said, we're doing so much better with the language of console games and mall security guards. The three of you seem to really need, he said, was that about machine learning or machine transcriptions? Was that what you were really coming to talk to me about? And that there's magic within those transcripts. There must have been some magic in that machine transcription I found. For when I pulled it up and began to read, the words were quite profound. And they just kind of stared at me on that one. But I said, okay, well, I said, and then I said, why don't I tuck you three in and then tell you a bedtime story, you three lightning bugs. And then I said, all of you in one bed, preferably in a hotel somewhere in another city. But for tonight, I'll tell you the tale of the little machine transcription engine that could. Once upon a time, there was a magical world where the night sky was not just full of stars, but also full of the lights of the lightning bugs. Every night was warm and thick. Not with lightning bugs, but it was, that same season. And we would sip lemonade, and we would be thankful for the LEDs that shone at a low energy rate, the solid state that didn't generate heat and made everything so much more efficient. And we were thankful for the flowing of electrons and, pulsating of coils, which, made every, all those things that the great tests, but there was also it was just a program. It wasn't solid state. And it wasn't a transistor that is also a solid state thing. So it just, again, I don't know which came first. And it wasn't even a humanoid. It was just a program whose job it was through machine. I don't know if it did any machine learning to get there. It wasn't even actually a machine. It was within a machine, a software machine. And it listened. And it transcribed, and it kept going whenever it was called on to do so. And it might not have been the most accurate, and it might not have been listening to the podcast where the person speaks clearly or enunciates or makes any sense. But that machine transcription service was willing, you know, when the proper, you know, parameters were met. The transcription engine would chug, 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 you know, out the words just by the magic of zeros and ones, you know, that great minds knew solid state switches and tests, you know, DC or AC, they'd say me see that this here thing is transcribing, and it could. Because it was a little transcript, and then they were all asleep, all six of them. I don't know, is a solid state, is it asleep when it's in the off position or the on position? And how do you know if you can't see through it, you know? But Nikola Tesla's eyes were closed, and he was snoring, holy moly. And the giant lightning bugs were asleep. Also, Randy, and I had invited Randy and Eminem over. They had wanted, and they all went to, and they all drifted off into dreamland. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side. I sleep on my stomach. I toss. I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs an extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word, This is our best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.